Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ray Graff, in for Joe Donahue. The Columbia Land Conservancy works with the community to conserve the farmland, forests, wildlife habitat, and rural character of Columbia County, strengthening connections between people and the land. They've recently released a book to further that goal, Columbia County Outdoors, a guide to recreational areas in Columbia County, New York. It's a splendid, glossy book, a new guidebook from the Columbia Land Conservancy. It includes descriptions of 39 other recreational sites in Columbia County. Here to tell us more about it, Tom Kroll, Director of Outreach and Resource Development for the Columbia Land Conservancy, and Sheldon Evans, a Columbia Land Conservancy trustee and the author of Columbia County Outdoors. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
You know, I'm not a hiker, but after thumbing through the book, I'm reconsidering. It's a beautifully done, glossy book with maps. Why did you find, Sheldon, that you needed to do this book?
Well, to celebrate the 25th anniversary, something special had to be done. And actually, there is no such thing. And I felt that there was a need and it should be filled. I've been a resident of Columbia County for 25 years, and I've hiked and walked and snowshoed and done all other things. And I found that there were places that I just didn't know about. And I certainly knew that people would be interested in finding out. I've never skateboarded, but I found that there's a skateboard place in Chatham. In fact, it's a state-of-the-art skateboard area. So that's the reason for doing it. And Columbia County is just a vast county, and it's very underpopulated. There are only 63,000 people in 635 square miles. So there's lots of open land.
And you know, you mentioned that there weren't a lot of resources. How did you make a book so detailed and so thorough?
Well, there is a tremendous amount of talent at the Columbia Land Conservancy, and I had a very good contributing editor in Becky Stowe, and I just went around the county and found these places, and everybody helped to locate them or tell me about them, and then it just happened. There's even one private preserve that had just been opened up this past year.
So for the maps, a lot of the sites didn't have good trail maps in a digital format, so we actually had a staff member go out and hike the trails with a GPS that recorded the trails, and then we actually created the maps using our own computerized mapping system so that they all have a nice uniform look and all have the same information so that people have a sense of what they're getting in for when they arrive at the different sites.
That's Tom Kroll, by the way, Director of Outreach for CLC. So modern technology made, to some extent, this much easier.
Well, it made it possible because what we wanted to do was have a book that is worthy of the Columbia Land Conservancy, and that we wanted to have uniformity instead of having many of the sites that have hand-drawn maps. So we made it very, very professional, and that's why you're talking about it. One of the people, Ron Tolke, who was the person who put everything together and made this beautiful book, was able to do it with all of the material that the Land Conservancy produced.
And the one of the parts of the back of the book, they list the recreational sites by activity. So if you're into, you know, boating or, as you mentioned, skateboarding or snowmobiling or hunting and trapping, it's all here. And it must have been a great deal of work. When did you start this book?
Well, it took about 9 months to do, and it finally, we had our first sales on May 4th of this year. So it's just a labor of love and a lot of sweat.
That's Sheldon Evans, who is the author of Columbia County Outdoors. Well, Tom Kroll, Director of Outreach for Columbia Land Conservancy, also with us this morning. So you found the skateboard park you didn't know about. Sheldon, were there any other surprises along the way?
Well, this one is Keep Conservation Area, which is brand new. Some private people bought land and decided that they wanted people, the public, to use it for birding. And it's very unusual for that to happen. And I didn't know about it. And frankly, nobody knew about it.
Huh. Well, now they do. The Columbia Land Conservancy, you guys mentioned, celebrated a 25th birthday last year. Tell us about that, Tom, and sort of, for those who don't know, the aims of that group.
Sure. We're a countywide organization in Columbia County, and we started our focus as many land trusts doing land protection for private landowners who wanted to make sure that their land stayed in a relatively natural state. And then we quickly realized that there was a lot more to the outdoors for everyone. And so there's been a big focus on the last piece of our mission statement, the connecting people to the outdoors, which is what this book is really all about, is making people aware of the opportunities to get outside and enjoy nature in many different forms of recreation and activities. And all that sort of goes to building a land ethic. So we've been around for that 25 years and now have a staff of 15 with a full-time environmental educator who does guided walks both for the public and for school groups. We have a very active agricultural program looking at how we can help support that key part of our local economy, as well as land use programs and helping communities develop trails and parks and open spaces of their own.
Where do you see the group in 25 years? More, you know, at your 50th.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have a lot more things to celebrate, and we've got several very ambitious countywide trails projects and programs in the way, and looking at other creative reuse of land, and really I think you know, a big focus will be on the agriculture in the county and how, with the growing interest in local foods, Columbia County can serve an important role in the Hudson Valley, and that can only be done if we keep good land open for its appropriate uses.
And you guys have a website, right?
We do. It's clctrust.org. And most of the sites that are listed in the book are also available online. And you can find maps and information as well as GPS coordinates for how to find your way to those sites, both in the book and online.
And how do you find the book? How can you buy the book?
Well, the book is available at CLC, of course. But it's also available at local bookstores and many historic sites. And it's $21.95.
All right. Well, that's great. You know what, guys? This is a beautiful piece of work. So nice to have you here. Thomas Kroll, or Tom Kroll, if you wish. And Sheldon, I knew I'd call you Thomas before it was all over. Tom Kroll, Sheldon Evans are with the Columbia Land Conservancy. To learn more about the CLC, visit clctrust.org. The new book is Columbia County Outdoors, a guide to recreational areas in Columbia County, New York. Thomas and Sheldon, thanks for being here, gentlemen. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having us.
You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.